From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 33 migrants, including children, drowned and about 75 were rescued after a boat transporting them to the Greek island of Lesbos sank off Turkey's western coast on Saturday. Police arrested a Turkish man suspected of being the smuggler who organized Saturday's disastrous sea crossing. He told Reuters news agency that he was on the boat but denied any wrongdoing. A spokesman for Syria's main political opposition group says his team is ready to start talking to UN representatives in Geneva but will not take part in peace talks unless humanitarian matters are discussed first. Speaking in Geneva, Salem Esmeslot says his team is prepared to do anything to end the war. However, he said that his group, the Higher Negotiating Committee, wants to see conditions on the ground change first, including lifting a government blockade of rebel-held areas.
We are ready. We are here to make this a success. We are ready to start negotiation, but at least we should see something, you know, on ground there in Syria.
Negotiations started on Friday. HNC had originally said it would boycott the talks. However, the group later changed its mind and said it would send representatives to Geneva. Health authorities in several Asian countries have advised travelers, particularly pregnant women, to avoid trips to Central and South America because of the dangers of the mosquito-borne Zika virus. Asian health officials have asked people coming or returning from those areas who display symptoms such as fever and rashes to immediately report to health centers. This is VOA News.